Accompanied by his UN ambassador, President Biden arrives to launch an unprecedented virtual COVID-19 summit. He's joined by leaders from around the world to discuss, among other things, the vaccine gap between nations, the global shortage of oxygen, and the ways in which richer nations can help the poor. The US has to date distributed 160 million doses of vaccine to 100 countries, and more is to follow.
The United States is buying another half billion doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world. This is another half billion doses that will all be shipped by this time next year. And it brings our total commitment to donated vaccines to over 1.1 billion vaccines to be donated. Put another way, for every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do three shots to the rest of the world.
All on the call agree that fighting the pandemic is a global rather than national issue. Amidst the pledges of help, a reality check by the South African president.
Of around 66 billion vaccine doses administered worldwide, only 2% of these have been administered in Africa, a continent of more than 1.2 billion people. This must be unjust. And it also is immoral.
World leaders had pledged to vaccinate at least 70% of the world's population by next year. But as President Ramaphosa also pointed out, it is now September, and not even 10% of this target has been reached. This despite the apparent awareness that nobody is safe unless everybody is. And still echoing the bleak message from the UN Secretary General in his opening address to the General Assembly, the world is on a precipice. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera at the United Nations.